Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
Yeah, it's time for action because it's time for Coffee with Kane. And our guest coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm going to kill a little time until it's time for her to call in. But our guest this morning is Eve Plum. You know, Jan Brady from the Brady Bunch. And here's the thing. Our Coffee with Kane this morning, as always, it's fueled by Scooters.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, Scooters.
Yeah, so we're waiting on a phone call from Eve Plum. She is not only, you know, the child star who played Jan Brady in the Brady Bunch, but she's also authored a book called Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond. And she shares some behind the scenes stories of her colorful and impressively versatile Hollywood career. And some recollections of her off-camera life along the way. There's photos from her private archives. And she was recently on CBS Mornings. I saw this interview and thought I would share a little bit of it with you. Pardon me. Sorry, I had a little tickle. Anyway, I thought I would share this because some people have, you know, said way too many times, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. And she has a little bit of disdain for fans coming up and saying that to her from when she played Jan Brady. And yeah, she's grateful for her time on the Brady Bunch, but the after effects of being a child actor were not always positive for her.
Oddly enough, felt like a schoolyard taunt. Mm. It took me back to being that age, and it felt as if someone was making fun of my performance. But this was an adult actor on a comedy show, and I was an adult. So it was a very odd reaction to have, but that's sort of how I felt.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. That would feel pretty awkward if someone kept saying, coming up and saying the same thing to you over and over and over again. Anyway, so I'm not going to ask her a ton about the Brady Bunch. I actually am more interested in the book for your benefit to find out what she talks about in the book. And then also some of the other stuff I discovered about her by exploring her website, eveplum.tv. She has her own product line. Some people call it merch, Plum Goods. She said it's kind of a dream because she's always loved home decor, and she did some stuff for HGTV. She's also been on Law & Order, SVU, and Blue Bloods, and had some stage performances that she has really enjoyed, according to the information that I found on her website. So, yeah, I thought maybe we'd ask some different questions when we talk to Eve Plum this morning. So, hopefully, we'll get that phone call. Here we go. Good morning. This is Audra.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to hear from you. I was one of those kids close to your age.
Thank you.
Growing up on the Brady Bunch, have seen every episode. I'm sure you hear that a lot, though.
A lot of people, yeah.
We have loved you for a very long time. Eve Plum, very excited to get to talk to you about the book that you have written, Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond. What prompted you to decide you wanted a memoir?
Throughout the years, people keep asking me to tell them my stories for their book, and I decided to keep it all to myself until now, because now is the time. It just, one day it was just like, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
I feel that. So what are some stories in your book that may surprise readers?
You know, I think just getting to know little stories about the Brady Bunch, stories that of when I was on shows earlier in my career, things like that.
Yeah. I have not, I'm an audible person because I love to hear it in the author's voice when they're reading it themselves. I did that with Susan Lucci's book. Are you reading this yourself?
Yes, that was fun too. I really liked doing that, and I could definitely do that again. I wouldn't mind having that as on my resume as an audio book narrator.
Oh, good. Oh, well, I'll have to hopefully get to hear you reading again. Okay, so because I've already put my order in for the audiobook. So I know that you have done some things that maybe not everybody knows, like you studied improv with the Groundling School. I was not aware of that until I started doing the research. So what did that mean to you?
It was great. It really sort of took me outside of myself and taught me a lot of things about how to just have conversations in the regular world. I made some great friends. It was really a lot of fun.
Is that the kind of thing that Broadway, some of these off-Broadway and Broadway-style productions have given you as well over the years, introducing you to new things?
Absolutely. It's such a different world, the theater. It's been great to learn all the aspects and rituals and ways of working in the theater.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very exciting to work with people like Nora Ephron and some of the other directors that you have worked with. But you've also kind of branched out and done some renovation and designing stuff for HGTV.
Yes, yeah, I've been very fortunate to renovate some houses, which I really love to do, love choosing the tile and making the designs. And then the HGTV show was great, recreating the Brady Bunch set inside the house that was just a photograph of the front all the years. So that was a great fun project.
Okay, so I'm going to shift gears a little bit because I found out something about you in the last couple of weeks that I did not know that you paint, that you have been a very accomplished painter, and some of your oil paintings are in galleries around the U.S., and they're absolutely gorgeous. I have to say, your Western paintings, Western stuff, they're amazing. They're absolutely amazing.
What? Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. So there's some brushstroke work in your Western style paintings that I think is very unique. There is a lot of horizontal brushstroke work. Why that style?
Right. Well, see, when I was driving in L.A., you know, you drive a lot and you sort of get hypnotized. And two things came to my mind. One was to do the noir series, but the other was to do the Western series. And I thank you for saying that because they haven't gotten a lot of traction. But the idea was that it's based on the 1950s and 60s Westerns and that color, the Technicolor and the colors there. So the thing was that came into my head was it was a Western. They all had to have a blue sky and a horse and be painted in vertical strokes. And I had no idea. If you said paint a horse, I'd been like, no, but it just works out. I don't know why. I don't know how. It gets tiring because to do the vertical strokes, but it's something I really enjoy doing, and I'm just amazed that it happened. And thank you for enjoying them.
I do.
They're really a fun thing to me.
I absolutely love them. There's one that is it's only listed on your website as Pony Number 6, but I swear this man on horseback looks like Patrick Swayze. And I was like, that one.
Yeah. I numbered them because of the obscurity of the style, and it's a joke. It's from a joke of like a kid comes into their mom, says, "Mom, look, I made a drawing." And the kid says, and the mom is about to say, "What a lovely elephant." And the kid says, "See the pony?"
Yes. Yeah.
So that's why it's called See the Pony.
Oh, I love that.
And I numbered them.
I absolutely love them, especially the ones that are kind of sepia toned. They're gorgeous. And
yeah, that's right. I did do one that was sepia toned, the wagon train.
Yeah.
That was the other thing is that they had to have a very limited palette, like four or five colors.
Well, who knew?
Which is really helpful. Anytime you're doing limited palette stuff, it's really helpful in making something stronger.
Who knew that you were such a prolific artist? I love your still lifes as well. And you, something I read said that you kind of take them from your everyday living. What is something you want people to know about your art and why you paint?
Just that I'm sharing my life with you. you know, I saw this cool thing and now I would like you to look at it.
Thank you so much, Eve Plum. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, we don't get a whole lot of time sometimes, and I was getting text messages that I needed to cut that short. So, because she's on a very limited schedule. The book tour, the radio tour, the television tour, there's a lot of people to talk to. So I wish that we had gotten to finish that out a little bit more just now. But anyway, I didn't get a chance to ask her about her website, but I did the research for you earlier, eveplum.tv. She has some home decor and colorful accessories that have, like, you know, kind of a Brady Bunch nostalgia with flowers, and you can get stuff for your dog. You can get coffee and her artwork, the paint. I'm really glad she corrected me in the middle of that, too. I realized after she said her Western art is vertical strokes, not horizontal. I don't know why horizontal came out of my brain, but I meant vertical. They're absolutely gorgeous. I highly recommend checking out her website, eveplum.tv. Anyway, so hope you enjoyed our little chat, our brief chat with Eve Plum from the Brady Bunch and beyond. You can get the book Happiness Included, Jan Brady and Beyond, everywhere that you buy books. And you can also listen to it on Audible now. And if you are the kind of person who's a super fan, number one, if you get a book and you find out she's doing a book signing somewhere, don't say Marsha, because she won't like it. But the other thing is, you know, tell her that you enjoy the other things that she has created. That's just, I'm going to look and see if there's a book signing anywhere, and I'll let you know. Anyway, so Eve Plum, part of Coffee with Kane here on Morning Go and B104.3. And don't forget, it's brought to you by Scooters.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, Scooters.
And don't forget, you can find this up on our, and every Coffee with Kane, up on our website for Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The links are on my page, b104fm.com/Audra, A-U-D-R-A.